Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 4th, 2015. Today is Wednesday in the second week of Lent. Our gospel story for today comes from the fifth chapter of the Gospel of John, and it's a powerful and dramatic story of healing and wholeness. I can't even remember how many times I've read it, and it was certainly a favorite text for preachers in the church of my childhood because of the drama that's in it. The story goes like this. Jesus is back in Jerusalem, and he goes to a place in the city where there's a pool of water. Apparently, that pool of water had some significance as a place of healing and wellness. And there are all sorts of sick folk arrayed around the pool. And John says they were invalids, blind, lame, paralyzed. And he goes on to say that there was one person there who had been ill for 38 years. 38 years lying by the pool. Jesus sees the man and asks him a question. Do you want to be made well? The man never answers him, yes or no. The man just gives excuses of why he's never made it to the pool, the healing waters. I can't get there because every time I'm trying to make my way there, other people get ahead of me. And so Jesus gives him the opportunity to experience healing. Jesus says to the man, "Stand up, take up your mat, and walk." And according to the gospel, at once the man was made well. He took up his mat and began to walk. I remember hearing one Pentecostal preacher summarize this miracle this way. One minute the man had his back on his bed, and the next minute he had his bed on his back, walking into the new life of God. And wouldn't it be great if the story just ended there? Here's a man, he's been healed. Glory, glory. Let's move on. It's a fabulous story. But here's what we often overlook in this passage, and today's reading includes it. Turns out, Jesus heals the man on the Sabbath day. And so some religious leaders find the man. They see the man carrying his bedding on his back. And that's work. Who? Don't you know you're not supposed to do that? You're not supposed to work on the Sabbath? Put that mat down. The man says, but the man who healed me, he said to take up my mat and walk. Who's the person who said that to you? Well, eventually, the man says, I don't know who it was. And then a little later on, he runs into Jesus. And Jesus tells him, you know, live your life. And it turns out that the religious leaders find out it's Jesus who's healed the man. And John says that they began to plot Jesus' death even there because he healed on the Sabbath. Well, the humor that I find in this is religious leadership so concerned about following the rules, they can't see an outbreak of the power of God right in front of them. You would think that what they would do is be rejoicing with the man. Thank God, praise God, you have been healed, you've been made well. That's fabulous. Do you want to come over to the house for dinner? But that's not the reaction. Somebody's broken a rule. We've got rules. And if you're going to break a rule, you can't be a part of our tribe. Now, it'd be easy to begin to harangue the religious leaders in Jesus' day. But Rereading the story today has made me wonder, how often, as religious folks, do we throw the wet blanket of pious negativity over an outbreak of God's Spirit amongst us? Well, we can't have any of that. That doesn't follow the rules. We've got rules. We've got committees. We've got organizations. We've got bylaws. We've got constitutions and canons. You've got to fit into the rules. How many people come to us in organized religion full of an experience of life and full of an experience of God, full of the joy of the Lord, and we inadvertently, I think, or at least unreflectively, set about making them religious folk and eviscerating them of the joy of their experience? Yeah. How many people has Jesus made well, and we religious folk have done our best to make them sick again?